Lucy called me while I was in the middle of making my bed. Jack had just left for work, which she probably knew because she watches for every little thing out her front window. "Goldie," Lucy began, sounding as if someone in my family had just died. "Mind if I come down for a minute?" "What's going on?" I asked her. She sighed the death sigh again. "My Jane went to the Gold Rush Tavern recently for a drink or two with their workmates, like they often do."
"Mm-hmm."
"And said she saw quite the skirmish between Jack and Charlene Hopefield." "The Spanish teacher?" "See."
A Barbie that was dressed just like me. She had a makeshift Bible in one hand, while the other hand was stretched decisively heavenward. This doll had one inadvertent similarity to me that overrode all the others. One of Barbie's feet had been gnawed right off at the calf. I stared at Barbie for a minute. She looked so well-coiffed, so fitted for her calling, and yet she had a gnawed-off foot.
I was in big trouble. I tried to tell Mom and Dad what Erica's brother had said, but they both looked at me blankly. Dad kept saying,
"We've been in the attic. There's nothing up there except a few old boxes."
"Have you looked inside them?" I asked, because that's probably where it is.
"Where what is, Allie?"
Dad wanted to know.
"The thing," I said.
"You know." I didn't want to scare my little brothers by talking about the zombie hand in front of them. Now, ever since she could talk, Haven has been tempted to repeat words that she is not allowed to use. One afternoon, Clancy ran inside. "Mommy," she called. "Haven said, but..." I summoned Haven, who was 4 years old at the time, and asked, "What's going on?"
"I just said, but of it,"
Haven said innocently. I folded my arms. "And what does but of it mean?"
"It's a new word that means praise the Lord."
Haven received two corrections that day, one for saying a word she wasn't allowed to use, and one for lying.